Today on the Pageant Cast, Sarah Hoots, Miss Hooters International 2008. TKPN! Pageant Cast episode 158.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Angelique Harville, Mrs. United Nation US 2007, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast. So glad that you are. We have on today's program Sarah Hoots. She is the Miss Hooters International 2008. I think you're going to find a very interesting pageant. It's a different type of pageant than we usually have here on the show. So I wanted you all to hear this. It's a lot of money on the line for the Hooters pageant. So thought you might be interested to hear what that is all about. And it is the first pageant I know of without an interview of any kind. So that's new to me. And she actually, when we're talking to her, I was thinking, oh boy, no interview. But she did a fantastic job with the interview. And you'll be hearing that later on in today's Pageant Cast. Well, what's going on? We've got a lot going on. But one thing that isn't happening is this weekend not going to the American Beauty Pageants. The Miss and Mrs. American Beauty Pageants, all of those have been delayed. They will happen apparently sometime in April. I will not be able to attend. So the live show that we were hoping for this weekend will not be occurring. We are, however, working on some live programming in the future. We're going to do some live shows. They are going to be at some local events or just opening up the phone line. So we're going to try a couple different things, and those will be coming up during this holiday season. Hope you're all enjoying this part of the year. I am absolutely miserable with this cold coming in because I remember last year and the snow going up to about my navel a couple of times here in the great Midwest, and not looking forward to this at all. The only thing that's kind of making it a little bit easier for me is knowing that in the past, we've had a big snowfall year and then a light snowfall year, and they seem to take turns. So hopefully this is a light snowfall year. But you know what? You don't want to hear that. What you want to do is hear our interviews here on the Pageant Cast. So let's get things going. TKPN Podcast.
This is Carmen Tyler with the Carmen Cast and the KT Vocal Studio. Have you ever wanted to learn to sing or improve upon your singing ability, but were too embarrassed to go to a vocal coach or teacher? Well, I offer webcam lessons where you can take voice lessons in the privacy of your own home. And right now, if you let me know that you heard my advertisement on the Pageant Cast, you will get 25% off each lesson when you purchase two lessons at one time. That's 2 one-hour lessons for $75. All you need is an internet connection and a good web camera. For more information on me and my studio, simply go to studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmyntyler.com, or leave me a message at 206-337-1578.
Did you know the Pageant Cast has a new contest section?
Wow!
That's right. All you have to do is go to pageantcast.com/contest.htm or go to pageantcast.com and click on the simple contest button right on the main page.
Let's go!
And then you could sign up to win a fantastic prize.
You could win an interview improvement package brought to you by BestPageantInterviews.com. The package includes a free 30-minute phone consultation and two free 30-minute interview sessions. That's 90 minutes of interview help for free from Jerry Giordano, who was the pageant interview coach for Miss America 2006, Jennifer Berry. It's all brought to you by BestPageantInterviews.com. Check it out by going to pageantcast.com and clicking on Contest.
Hi, this is Jerry Giordano from BestPageantInterviews.com. You know, first impressions are everything, and many pageants are won or lost before any contestant ever hits the stage. It's true. Why spend countless hours in the gym and thousands of dollars on wardrobe and then do very little to prepare for the all-important judges' interview? We at BestPageantInterviews.com can help in ways you would never imagine. You can learn how to handle nerves, stay on message, take control of the interview, answer those tough or impossible questions, and most importantly, leave them wanting more. BestPageantInterviews.com can back it up with serious results. We have competitive packages tailor-made for you. Let's face it, every contestant is not the same, and we do not use a cookie-cutter approach. BestPageantInterviews.com. Give us a try. You have nothing to lose but the crown.
Hi, I'm Emlyn Leva, Miss Teen U.S. Continental 2006, and you're listening to the Pageant Cast.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to TKPN, and this is the Pageant Cast. And with us right now, we have Sarah Hoots, Miss Hooters International 2008. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing fantastic, Tim. Thank you for having me on here.
I am so excited to have you on the show. Now, where are you calling us from today?
I'm actually calling y'all from San Antonio, Texas. I'm actually leaving class right now as we speak.
That is so exciting. You know, I'm actually going to be visiting San Antonio in November.
Really?
Yes, I'm coming for the Miss American Beauty contest. There's a number of pageants, and I'm going to be covering that in, I think it's the week just before Thanksgiving.
Well, then you're going to have to stop in and get some beer and wings with me then.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I've never been to San Antonio, so tell me, as a San Antonio resident, what do I absolutely have to see there in San Antonio?
Well, you're going to absolutely have to see, it's called the Riverwalk, and it's probably the biggest tourist spot, but it's really awesome. What it is it's a lots of restaurants, bars, there's actually a shopping mall too, and a river runs right through it. And you can take the river and get on a little boat and kind of see all the scenery. And also in San Antonio, since you're right up the road from where I grew up in New Braunfels, you need to check out Green Hall and like little green area, and you're really going to like it out there too.
Green Hall? Is that where Kermit the Frog lives? Or
actually, no. It's actually where a lot of this bluegrass people start off in, so it has a lot of live music too.
Oh, that's really exciting. Now, I knew you would be able to tell me a lot about your city because you're like a marketing expert, right? You're going for a marketing degree?
I sure am.
Fantastic. Well, you sold me on San Antonio. I'll have to book my tickets today. I'm so excited. I better start booking it. It's coming up soon now. I got to get going on this. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about the Miss Hooters International pageant. Now, I know you've been in the Hooters calendar for, what, 3 years, I understand?
Actually, 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, well, I've been featured in it for 3 years now. But I was Little Bitty Pictures 3 years before that, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's fantastic. So, to be involved in the Miss Hooters International pageant, what are the qualifications? What do you need?
Well, where it starts off is there's a bunch of different franchises, and each franchise gets their own amount of girls to send. And Texas, being one of the larger franchises, we were allowed to send 11 girls this year. So what we did, and each franchise does it differently, we had three regional contests where the top 10 winners of each contest went on to a finals. And from there, out of the 30 girls, they picked the 11 girls that they won to send on to the Miss Hooters pageant in Florida.
Now, do you have to be an employee of Hooters, or how does that work?
You sure do. Our requirements for our franchise is, well, obviously you have to work for Hooters. Mm-hmm. And then as long as you, like, you submitted pictures and to be in the calendar.
Okay. Now, one of the big drawing parts of this pageant that I understand is the prize package is just unbelievable. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that prize package?
Yeah, our prize package is I got a cash sum of $50,000, which has been a huge help.
And cash? So that's a check. That isn't a scholarship. That's just a check you can use any way you'd like, right?
Yes, any which way I deem necessary.
Okay.
And then I also received a flat screen TV, a 50-inch flat screen from LG, and as well as a $2,500 gift card to, it's called La Casa Hermosa. It's a kind of like a pageant boutique in Florida.
We know it well, yes.
So, well, they have beautiful dresses, but no, Hooters definitely really takes care of the top 10. Also a bunch of, like, you know, appearances, media stuff, like this interview right here, mm-hmm. as well as being featured in Hooters calendar.
Well, you've done some television and some radio as well, correct?
I sure have.
Well, tell us a little bit about that experience.
It gets kind of interesting. I actually just got back from New York yesterday to do some interviews up there with some Fox and Friends and stuff like that, and that was a lot of fun. And I got to go on radio stations and like Florida and stuff like that. So it's been a whirlwind. It's been a lot of fun.
That's pretty exciting. Hey, we're going to take a quick pause. We'll be back with more with Sarah Hoots, Miss Hooters International 2008.
With the growing popularity of fresh, fashion-forward magazines such as InStyle, Allure, and People Style Watch, the pageant industry can't afford to be left behind. The vision of Savvy Magazine is to combine the traditional elements of pageantry with cutting-edge trends in fashion, beauty, and pop culture. We believe that very soon Savvy Magazine will be a must-read for all pageant women and a favorite among female readers in general. Look for the first issue of Savvy to be released this January. Go to www.savvymag.net and subscribe today. Savvy Magazine, the best of pageantry, style, and pop culture.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
A very happy Thanksgiving from all of us at TKPN.
And now it's time for TKPN.com.
Howdy, y'all. This is Penny Geisler from Turn for the Judges, affectionately known as TFDJ, with the scoop results from the past week. The new Miss Earth is from the Philippines, and her name is Carla Henry, and she is 22. Miss Earth Air is Miriam Obinenda from Tanzania. Miss Water is Abigail Romo from Mexico. Miss Earth Fire is Tian Alves from Brazil. On the American scene, the USA Miss winners recently are Miss Georgia, Kimberly Gettings, 28 in her first turn. Miss Maryland USA is Gabrielle Carlson, 24, her third try. Miss Utah USA is Laura Chukunov on her second try. Miss North Carolina USA 22 is Kristen Dalton on her first try. And Miss Nevada USA on her second time is Georgiana Vaughn. On the USA team site, Tasha Smedley is Miss Utah Team USA on her second try. Nevada team is Elyria Turnrobby on her first try. North Carolina is Scarlett Howell on her second try. Also, Miss Georgia Team USA is Brooke Fletcher on her first try. Miss Alabama Team USA is Alexandria Blansett on her first try. Miss Maryland Team USA is Casey Dennis-Bluski. She's 17. This was her second try. She was also Maryland's outstanding team in 07. On the local scene in the North Carolina Miss America section, Miss Thomasville is Sarah Portella, age 22. Upcoming TFTJ Cafe articles are Team Texas takes UA title and runs. Pageant expert kicks off new system. This is from a new pageant created by contestants for contestants, the American Image National Pageant. All right, that's all for now. Keep it coming, and we will keep reporting. Thanks. Bye. Have a great week.
Crank it up and stay informed.
Pageant people, it's your turn. Join pageantpeople.com for free to create your own personal profile page with a link to your website, access all the featured articles and pageant videos, and add your comments, invite friends, create groups, and receive daily updates on pageant news and casting calls. Get your crown on at pageantpeople.com.
I'm Melissa Hinshaw, Miss Lakeshore 2006, congratulating Tim Kretschmann on being named one of the 100 Milwaukeeans you ought to know on onmilwaukee.com. Way to go, Tim.
What's up? This is Anthony from The Silent Treatment, and we're proud to be a PodSafe artist.
I should have known from the first kiss you struck me. I'm not the first man down, so turn around, you gotta move. And when you move real slow tonight, girl, and when we're all passed out, you give it up to me. It's such a lover's life, 'cause she's a pretty little girl turning down the world. She's got a motor running high, take it to the top. She's just a pretty lately I've been a fool for loving you.
find my band, The Silent Treatment, online at myspace.com/thesilenttreatment and www.thesilenttreatment.net.
You're listening to Pageant Cast. We have Sarah Hoots, Miss Hooters International 2008. Here's the question you've dreaded. It's the one you hear every time. Sarah, tell us about that last name. Is that for real?
Yep, I did not change my name for Hooters, as many people have asked. I grew up with that name, have been tortured in elementary school and middle school with that name. So
I was going to ask you, was that difficult to live with that name going through, I don't know, puberty and that sort of thing?
Yeah, growing up, my nickname was Hooterless, actually. And so it was a big joke whenever I decided to go work for Hooters. And but I blossomed in high school, and so then I went to go work for Hooters, and I turned 18, and it was kind of a joke. My friends kind of suckered me into it, but then as soon as I actually went in there for the first time ever, it was so much fun. The waitress was awesome. All the customers in there were great, and I was so excited to get those orange pair of shorts.
That's great. Now, actually, my understanding, now you've been three times featured and six times in the calendar for Hooters. And my understanding is it's, what, the second most sold calendar in the United States?
It sure is.
Wow, that is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the pageant itself. Where was the final pageant held?
The final pageant was held in Hollywood, Florida, which is a hop, skip, and a jump away from Fort Lauderdale. And it was a blast. There was 128 girls there. Very, very intimidating, I gotta say. But it was so much fun. All the girls are so nice, and it's so nice to actually get to see everyone again, because I get to hang out with a lot of these girls on Hooters events, and it's nice to see them again, and it's nice to actually get to know new girls and do all the photo shoots at, 5 o'clock in the morning and all that good stuff, and all the rehearsals and everything.
So tell me, what are the phases of competition for Hooters International?
Mm-hmm. Well, what it is we start off with announcing yourself and where you're from in an evening gown. And then from there, it's just your personality on stage in a swimsuit. You have to say, watching the pageants and any pageants I've ever seen, a girl's personality can definitely shine on stage. And I think that's what they're really looking for, an overall good ambassador for the company.
Okay. Now, do they have private interview at all?
Nope, they sure don't. There are events where you can where the judges are invited to. So if you are brave, you can go up to a judge and introduce yourself, which I'm not that brave, I'll say. Mm-hmm. But throughout the week, you can definitely, the judges get to see how the girls act and how professional they are, and which all the girls are. So like I said, it just mainly goes to that stage and how you present yourself.
And you had some pretty exciting celebrity judges. Which judge was the most exciting for you to see there?
Probably John Sally. You gotta love him on the Best Damn Sports Show, and he's quite a character.
Now, I think he's judged a couple of years, hasn't he?
He sure has.
Okay.
He's a pro at it now, is like what he likes to say.
Okay. See, I got a pretty good memory. I remember some things once in a while. I also remember that Hollywood, Florida is where Miss Florida USA is usually held. So that's really a pageant.
Actually, mm-hmm. As soon as we were taken off, the girls were getting there for that pageant, actually.
That is becoming pageant central there. That's fantastic. Well, hey, we're almost out of time. I want to ask you, is there anything that we missed on today's interview that you want to say to all the listeners of the Pageant Cast?
Really, just I guess watch all the pageants. I mean, they're tons of fun. I mean, I can't wait. I think you're coming in November to see the Miss America pageant, which I'm actually stoked about. Maybe I might try and get a ticket to, and just enjoy pageants for what they are. They're a bunch of great girls that go in for it, very ambitious, and also come in see me at the Hooters in Selma.
All right, we will do that, and you have a great time this evening. Thank you so much for making the time and being so generous with your time. That's Sarah Hoots, Miss Hooters International 2008. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Are you tired of hearing the same song over and over again? Come discover new artists with me, Ed Ovette, your host for... Mix Bag, the podcast promoting new artists. Ed's Mixed Bag is the weekly music podcast promoting new artists in every genre. Sometimes I throw in an audio clip of another podcast I find interesting enough to share in a segment called Podcaster's Tidbit Audio Clip. I also like to mention any helpful open source software I run into in Ed's Software Tip. But when it comes to the music, I play everything from reggae to classical, including rock, folk, blues, and jazz, and even electronica. So if you're a music lover and tired of the same old, then come on over to the fun side of podcasts. Come on over and see what else the show has to offer. You won't be disappointed. You can find me at edsmixedbag.podshow.com or simply edsmixedbag.com.
This is Nerita Stefanis, Mrs. American Queen, 2006, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
We're going to start with a press release from the Miss America organization. Miss America to help Hollywood celebrities kick the smoking habit. Just in the nick of time for the National Smokeout Day and make your New Year's resolutions, Miss America 2008 Kirsten Hagland and the Zero Smoke team up to help some of the biggest and brightest stars in Hollywood kick this smoking habit. With the help of a new smoking cessation product, Zero Smoke, Hagland has reached out to celebrity smokers such as Britney Spears, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Aniston, and Matt Damon to offer them the opportunity to help kick this smoking habit and quit for good. Hagland has made it her personal goal to help people across America quit smoking and live healthier lives. Our celebrities are role models, and as individuals who are looked up to, they need to set positive examples for the younger generation. Interesting part about that story to me is I had no idea that any one of those four smoked until they brought it up. So as far as role model, not sure how big that one's going to go over. Next story, we have Amy Diaz. Now, Amy was Miss Rhode Island USA in 2008. She is up for a hosting job for the Fox Providence The Road Show. Voting has begun. We have links to where you can vote for Amy out on our website. Out on the website. On November 14th, we have a posting named Road to Miss USA 2009. And it's a roundup of where we are so far getting into the USA pageant season. As the names of the girls that already we know of are going to be competing. And some of the upcoming pageants and when they're going to occur. So pretty exciting. And you can get up to date by checking out news.pageantcast.com and you can learn more.
PageantCast.
That's it. That's it for today's show. We want to thank Penny Geisler of TFTJ for calling in today. And we want to thank all the people over at Hooters and Sarah Hoots, our Miss Hooters International. Thanks so much for your participation in today's program. Hope you enjoyed today's show and looking forward to bringing you more quality stuff all through the week. Thanks again to our PodSafe musical selection artist here on today's show. Remember to go on out and purchase a CD or two of these fantastic artists that we keep highlighting here on the program. We're completely out of time. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And until next time, Tierra Dreams.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.